Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And now it's time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey, here's Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. Seasonally larger supplies, declining wholesale pork prices, and slower buying interest from packers ahead of the Labor Day holiday are contributing to as much as a $1.50 per hundredweight lower call for cash hog prices. Today, dealers and market managers said most plants are quickly filling their needs for this week's slaughter. Peoria has called $1 to $2 lower, top price of $55.50. They say the market could remain weak ahead of the holiday weekend. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, August 25th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,131. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 74.50 to 82 even. The weighted average was 79.81. It was down 87 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 52.50 to 64.75. The weighted average was 62.16. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 14,164. The base price range was 73 even to 81.55. The weighted average was 79.16, down 2.53 from Friday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 56.51 to 64.19. The weighted average was 60.72.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Commodity prices fell back down on the overnight trade. We'll get a look at that coming up, the overnight numbers, as well as a pre-opening call from Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. First of all, we'll take a look at our growing areas forecast. Here's AM580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. And we have some issues on the corn and soybean weather here in the Midwest. Of course, the main issues right now, dry weather. Precipitation for the month of August has been below average over just about all of the Midwest Corn Belt. Looks like the only exception might be a little pocket in northwest Indiana where some rains earlier in the month have the total for the month above average. The driest areas, parts of Iowa, southwestern Iowa into central Iowa, very dry. Southern Minnesota, very dry. That may change, though. Much of Wisconsin, very dry. Central Illinois, dry. In northeast Indiana and southern Michigan, on into northwest through parts of central and southeastern Ohio, very, very dry this month. But all areas of the Midwest Corn Belt, dry. Lots of moisture earlier in the summer, so there is subsoil moisture for roots of crops to tap into if the roots get down far enough. But this is a situation that is of concern now because we don't see much rain coming into the Midwest, at least much of the Midwest Corn Belt, for at least another week. We do have one frontal system that's coming in from the northwest, and that will trigger some showers and thunderstorms over the next couple of days, especially later today into tomorrow for southern Minnesota and Wisconsin. At some locations up there, we'll get a decent amount of rainfall. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will occur across Iowa, northern Missouri, and eventually into Illinois and Indiana and Michigan. But right now, it does not look like coverage will be complete for those states. So some places that are extremely dry are going to continue with dry weather and not get any precipitation at all. For many other places where there are some showers and thunderstorms, it's not going to be enough moisture to counteract the drying that's been taking place. Only a few isolated thunderstorms will provide downpours that may produce enough beneficial rain to keep things going a week longer without any stress. So the bottom line is most of the Midwest Corn Belt is going to see net drying over the coming week. And the exception of that might be in parts of southern Minnesota and Wisconsin, where thunderstorms are expected to be a little stronger and a little more widespread here later today into tomorrow. Now, we do have a tropical depression phase still down in the southern states, bringing rain to parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and the Florida Panhandle. It continues to weaken. Some of the moisture from that as it comes northward will also push eastward, so it will not really impact the growing areas of the Midwest Corn Belt as that moisture comes northward. Eastern Kentucky, southeastern Ohio, and points east will get the most rain from that. Now, as we look farther ahead, we do see growth rates picking up in because the temperature is expected to increase later this week through the holiday weekend into next week. So that will help at least get the crops moving a little faster here after a couple more chilly nights here. Coming up tonight and tomorrow night with low temperatures in many locations in the 50s. Now, we don't see any bitter cold air coming in. Some of the maps going out into early to mid-September, though, indicate that it could turn chilly in the northeastern U.S. and eastern Canada around the 9th or 10th of September. So that's something that is going to cause some concern because everybody's looking at the potential for an early frost, and the potential is there, but we're not looking at frost that early, and there's nothing on the maps indicating that an early frost is on the way. But with the crops running behind schedule, that remains a concern. The other big thing is the weather pattern is favorable for hurricanes and hurricane development, and we already have Gustav, which is now near Haiti and the Dominican Republic. It's expected to emerge into the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday. It'll move just to the west of the western tip of Cuba on Sunday, and from there it could head for Texas, it could head for Louisiana, it could turn more northward into the middle Gulf Coast states, Mississippi and Alabama. And later on next week, some of the moisture from Gustav could affect the Midwest Corn Belt. It's too early to say because we don't even know where that storm is going, but it's out there, and more hurricanes will likely develop over the next couple of weeks. So that's the big wild card in the forecast long term. And that's a look at the growing areas weather for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
All right, thanks, Ed. Now on to overnight trade on the commodities exchanges in Kansas City. September wheat opened overnight at 877, down 3/4. Last traded down 26 3/4. December, $9.50. Up a half. Last trade down 27 1/2. Minneapolis spring wheat at 914 on the open, unchanged. Last trade down 14. On the CME group in Chicago, September wheat opened at 840, down 1/4. Last traded down 25. December, 865 1/4. Up a half. Last trade down 26 1/4. March wheat, 888 1/2, down 1/2. Last trade down 30. May, 907, up 3. Last trade up 3. July wheat, 913 1/2, up 2. Last traded down 27 cents. September corn opened overnight at 581, up 3/4. Last traded down 12. December, $6.50, up a half. Last trade down 11 1/4. March, 619 1/2, unchanged. Last traded down 10 1/2. May corn, 632, unchanged. Last trade down 10. July corn for next year, 640 3/4, down 1. Last trade down 9 1/2. September beans opened overnight at 1337, down 2 1/4. Last trade down 36 1/4 cents. November, 1344 3/4, down 2 1/4. Last trade down 36 3/4. January, 1364, down 1/2. Last trade down 36 1/2. March beans, 1367, down 10. Last trade down 35 3/4. And the May contract, 1389, up 6. Last trade down 37. July, 1360, down 31. Last trade down 36. In the product, September bean meal at 366.20 on the open, unchanged. Last trade down 920. October, 363.90, up 120. Last trade down 820. September bean oil, 54.41, down 11. Last trade down 183. And the October bean oil contract, 54.72, down 5. Last trade down 187. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Kurt Kimmelin for Pete Manhart Today at Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Tom.
And thanks for filling in. We saw a slide overnight, despite what I would think would be some supportive news, as the crop conditions didn't come in as well as the week before, but other things certainly weighing down on the markets overnight.
Yeah, the sharply higher dollar overnight put the grain market on defensive. The dollar has pulled back a little bit, giving up about half the gains overnight. Then, too, at one time overnight, crude oil was down over $2.50 a barrel. Currently, we're seeing crude oil trade about $2 higher. Metals were down hard. They're back higher right at the moment here. So I don't know if we'll get the sharply lower opening call that they were looking at earlier this morning. But just the idea that the funds need to liquidate and the strength of the dollar will limit the buying today. But we feel that the break, hard breaks today will be bought. The forecast remains somewhat mixed according to which weather forecast you look at, but for the most part, it's awful hard to get moisture here in the central part of the Midwest as we go through this week. They are calling for a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, but it's more confined to the lake states up through Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Then next week's rain event's been downgraded to a tenth to half an inch, no better than 35% coverage. So all of a sudden, we're going to probably see these yield expectations to come down. That should give support on further weakness that we saw last night, Tom.
So we may see a little bit better opening as far as the upside is concerned than what we saw overnight.
I would be surprised at opening calls, corn down 10 to 12 and beans down 35 to 40. I'd be surprised if corn opens more than 10 cents lower, and I'd be surprised if beans open more than 30 cents lower starting out here this morning.
So what do we have? And let's explain a little about the wheat market as well.
On the wheat market, it's been a little negative here from the idea or news that we did receive some rain in the southern hemisphere. Australia's receiving some more rain. Argentina's receiving some more rain. Then, too, the Russian wheat crop's larger. And ideas are we'll see a lot more wheat come out of that Black Sea area.
All right.
Also, too, when you look at world wheat production, it is at a record level,
okay,
which
Kurt.
Will help these ending stocks
Kurt.
Rebound from deficits.
Kurt, your call is really quick.
Calling the grain market lower here this morning, corn by 8 to 10 lower, beans 25 to 30 lower, wheat 20 lower,
All
and
right.
we look for the livestock market to be mixed.
Thanks a lot, Kurt. Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. This is WILL Urbana. It's 901.